Wednesday edition of the big program, Lock Up the Sweet 16. Lock Up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. That's already done. Huge matchup tomorrow, Oregon and Virginia. We are fortunate to have the radio analyst for the Virginia Sports Radio Network. And yes, I do remember his playing days alongside guys like Olden Polonese, Rick Carlisle. They had some big guy, Ralph Sampson, that's it. Pleasure to welcome in Jim Miller. Jim, thanks a lot for the time. How's life treating you these days?
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me. Life is great, having a good time watching all this great basketball.
You know, I got to start with a quick rewind because I always felt it was kind of ironic. You know, Sampson took UVA to a Final Four. Then the season after he graduated, you guys kind of almost, I would say, snuck in the dance as a seven seed. Then your Final Four run, I mean, I went and reviewed it. I vaguely remembered. It seemed like every game, overtime, 1 point. Finally, you lost to Phi Slamma Jamma out here in the Northwest. What do you remember? What sticks in your mind about that incredible run?
Yeah, isn't that what this tournament is all about? I mean, you hit the nail on the head playing with Ralph Sampson and the National Player of the Year. We went to a Sweet 16, then we played in an Elite Eight game with him, and then he graduated. And here it's a group of guys all playing together, certainly not the most talented on paper, but playing together as a team, clicking at the right time, and you get into this tournament, and it's like that new season. It's the third season, if you will, and we just kind of put it all together, and I'll never forget sitting. Our first games were in the Meadowlands, and I think we played Iona.
Yep.
And jokingly, in the lock or in the hotel room, we opened up the media guide, and I saw the brackets there. And I kind of went through the bracket jokingly to my roommate, and I said, "You know, look, if we beat Iona in this game, and then we play Arkansas, and then we'll come down here to Atlanta and play Syracuse, and if we beat them, then we'll play." I'd pick North Carolina at the time, thinking North Carolina would beat Indiana, but Indiana ended up knocking off North Carolina, which probably helped us because we matched up better against Indiana than having to see North Carolina, Michael Jordan, and those guys again. And so, and you get to that point. I mean, you get to this point right now, the Sweet 16, all these teams feel like they can win. And we certainly were playing loose, free, and as a result, boom, you get into the Final Four.
Yeah, and that was, the year before they expanded the field. It's just, I happen to have lived in North Jersey. That's where I'm from. So I remember that really, really, really well. Continue with Jim Miller of Virginia. You know, one thought about last year, because I think sometimes people lose sight of the fact that college coaches are also teachers. And after that historic loss to Maryland, Baltimore County, I just remember Tony Bennett, his demeanor, what he said in the interview room, his praise for the Retrievers, how he talked up his guys. I thought he provided a real classy blueprint on how you guide young men at a time like that. What do you remember about that?
Well, that's Coach Bennett. He does such a great job of, I think, giving everybody perspective. And I'll never forget the week before that, Virginia just won the ACC tournament up in at the Barclays Center in New York, and everybody was down on the court jumping around, confetti was falling down, and people were cheering, and he kind of pulled his guys together, and they're on the floor in the center of it all, and he kind of said, "Take this in, look at the moment, enjoy it, but don't dwell on it. Success is fleeting. Enjoy this moment, because they'll praise you today, and they'll crucify you tomorrow." and so in a period of a week, you know, bam, Virginia played in that UMBC game, and he handled it with such grace and humility. It was impressive.
Yeah, I would say that almost came off as prophetic, you might say. Last week, that first game, the 1-16, I would imagine a little nervous Nelly time at halftime, but UVA had closed the gap. Then you guys scored the first two buckets of the half, and it seemed like you were off to the races. And then the victory against Oklahoma, where the defense in the first half was just suffocating. So safe to say, the last game and a half, this team has kind of found its footing and have displayed the performance that we'd expect from a team of this caliber?
Well, the last game and a half, you hit the nail on the head. We had to play that first half of that first game, and I don't want to dwell on it, but I think you have to acknowledge the proverbial, you know, monkey on your back. No other team in the history of the game really had to endure and play that game, that 1-16 seed, where you were the team that 364 days ago lost. So you knew everybody had that game circled. You were going to have to navigate and go through that game, and they did it. They played that first half. I think it showed the kind of the weight and. Kihei Clark hit a big basket there, a three with about 3 or 4 seconds left to go in the first half to cut it from a 9-point margin all the way down to a 6-point margin. And then Virginia was able to go into that locker room, and whatever Coach Bennett said in the locker room, you saw how they came out the second half, and you just alluded to it. Played really well that second half of that game, and then played, I thought, much freer in that Oklahoma game, and has put themselves in a position now to play in a Sweet 16.
You know, I want to get to some of the specifics of the players, because one of the things I love about following the college game so close is the player development. A year ago, DeAndre Hunter was a nice freshman out of Philly, ACC Sixth Man of the Year, and this season he's given a more substantial role. Now he's the leading scorer. I mean, I don't think it's a secret. A 6'7 guard with his skill set has lottery potential. For those not familiar, could you tell us about his game and how much he's improved as a sophomore?
Well, he has improved significantly. He had a wonderful redshirt freshman year, and I think you could start to see the potential there. And you break the season into kind of three mini seasons, and so that non-conference season. At the beginning of the year, he was navigating that, and I'm talking about last year. And then, boom, we had our first ACC conference game, and he just kind of took it to another level. And then we went and played on the road at Virginia Tech, and he had just a coming out party. And so, you transition and look now at what he's done this year. He is a prolific player that can play inside and out. He can score at all three levels. He can stretch the defense with his ability to shoot from 3-point range. He's shooting over 40% from the 3-point line. He has the ability to put the ball on the floor and shoot that mid-range jumper. He makes great decisions. He's a great passer. He's just a very skilled, a big man that has great athleticism, and I think the upside for him is still large.
Another guy is Ty Jerome, who's also a big guard from Westchester County, north of Manhattan. Struggled a bit with his shot in the ACC tournament, but the first two games of this tournament, it seems he's found his stroke. What could you tell us about the kind of player he is and how his game has come along?
Well, first of all, he is a fierce competitor, and he hates to lose. And he's one of those guys that you want to have on your team because he just wants to try to will his way, if his shot's not going down, to try to find a way to get everybody else involved to play. He's to me, he's deceptively larger than so it gives him the ability to, you know, he can put the ball on the floor. He makes great decisions, got great vision. He's creative with his passing ability, and he can shoot over you, and he can get into the paint and touch the paint without turning the ball over, and shoot a little floater over larger help defenders coming, and is able to make those little pocket passes inside, and he has deep range, so he's not afraid to shoot it from way out. And we were playing at Syracuse not too long ago there at the end of the season, and he shot one to all of us. It looked like it was just over half court, and he pulled up and nailed it. So he's I can think back in his career and look at where he has stepped up and made really big plays at key points in different games. At Duke last year, his freshman year at Villanova, under a minute to go, making a big basket. Certainly at Louisville last year, when we were all but done, and somehow he did a step back three that nailed it, that put us into a position to even have a chance to win that game. And that's the kind of player he is. He is fierce and a great teammate.
A couple final thoughts for Cavs broadcaster Jim Miller. Of course, Kyle Guy from the Hoosier State, first team All-ACC. I mean, one of the greatest three-point shooters in the history of that legendary conference. Actually, didn't shoot really well in rounds one and two, but some of those road games you guys won at Syracuse, Va Tech, Carolina, he was spectacular. Safe to say he's kind of one of those heart and soul players, the proverbial straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah, you know, he has a high basketball IQ. Obviously, you could see that he's been around the game his whole life, and he understands the game, and he can do things that really it's hard for a coach to teach. Mike Krzyzewski referred to him as a very close J.J. Redick, reference to his ability to shoot the basketball. J.J. Redick's probably a little bit bigger, but Kyle Guy does not need a lot of space. He's got a quick release. He's got great footwork and a great feel. He can catch the ball. A lot of times people think that a shooter has to kind of catch it right there on the numbers, and they actually practice a drill where they're catching the ball at different spots, below their knees, above their shoulders, and to the left, to the right, and he has the ability to catch it and quick release, and he has deep range. And when he's on, to your point, he has not shot the ball particularly well the last few games from behind the three-point line, but he plays a good game. He's had good games. He does all those other things that as a coach you want your guy to do, and he's a playmaker. He can get other people involved, and nobody's going to, you know, not guard him, so he's going to draw the defender, sometimes a double team coming off a screen, so that benefits the other players on this team. And I think if I had to think of a word to describe this Virginia team, say, to last year's team, is the versatility. I know you didn't ask this question specifically.
No, that's good.
But the versatility, because when a guy, you know, we talked about the big three, and DeAndre Hunter, Ty Jerome, and Kyle Guy, if one of those guys or two of those guys or players are not on, there are other players that have the ability to pick up the scoring. And maybe we didn't have that as much a year ago that we do this year. And I think that makes us an interesting matchup for any team that we're going to go against.
You know, and lastly, I always like to step outside our Oregon bubble because this Duck team has gone through a remarkable transformation. This is the best defensive team I've seen. I follow this program for 29 years. But what are you hearing from the players, the coaches, your observations about the kind of Oregon team UVA will face tomorrow night?
Yeah, so I've not had a chance to see Oregon play a lot just because being out there on the West Coast and probably going to bed when they're on TV. So what I know is that they're big. You guys have won the last 10 in a row, I believe, and you turn your opponents over. You've got great rim protection, and obviously you're doing something right when you are able to turn it around in the middle of the season and finish strongly like you have, and to get to this point again in the NCAA tournament, being a Sweet 16 team. Dana Altman is a wonderful coach, and I know that Coach Bennett and his staff have a great deal of respect for him and the program that he's built out there, and certainly it's going to be a hard-fought match tomorrow night going up against those guys.
Well, folks, he's Jim Miller, a UVA Cav through and through. We greatly appreciate you spending some time with us talking Cavalier hoops. You travel safe, and if your next venture lands you in Minneapolis, well, best of luck. And, Jim, really appreciate you taking the time to join us on our show. Thanks a lot, and you be well.
Steve, thanks so much for the opportunity.
All right, have a good one.